Welcome back to Halftime on ESPN Arkansas and HitThatLine.com. Phil Elson, Ty Richardson, and you know it's October, so it's time to talk baseball. But I got to say, it's a little different to be talking college baseball in the middle of October, and we'll go to the hotline where Dave Van Horn is standing by. It is kind of a busy time for Arkansas baseball. We got the exhibition against Wichita State last weekend, got Little Rock this week. Dave, thanks for making time for us today. How's it going in Fayetteville?
It's going good, Phil. We're in our fifth week of fall baseball, and it's to the point where we know a lot more about our team, obviously, than we did when we started. Also to the point where the players are getting a little bit tired. We ask a lot of them, you know, in this period. We're lifting weights, and, you know, obviously there's the academic part of it, and you know, young guys are getting acclimated, so there's a lot going on in their lives, and they're a little tired. They're probably ready to get this thing finished up. We're gonna finish up this, you know, next week with our Cardinal and White series. But before that, we've got a scrimmage today, and then we're gonna head down on Friday and play, you know, Arkansas, Little Rock, and. And then we're in our final week, so a lot going on.
These scrimmages are new. This is something that the NCAA allowed to be instituted for this offseason. Now, you've done the fall series, inter-squad scrimmages, for a long time now. You and I have talked about the idea of playing against a real opponent instead of against your own teammates, the guys that they face week after week. Do you feel like you have a chance to learn more about your team facing other college clubs rather than facing themselves as they had done for so many years?
Well, I think you can. You know, the issue is, obviously, instead of maybe 17, 18 guys hitting, you're going to have half of that, and you're putting only one team out there. So some guys are kind of, you know, they kind of realize what's up. Hey, I'm not starting. Maybe that'll motivate them a little bit. But it's just the competition playing somebody else with different colored uniform on. That wants to beat you just as bad as you want to beat them. It's just sometimes it brings the level up a little bit. I think it gives the players something to look forward to. And, you know, we broke it up a little bit where, you know, maybe we practice a couple of weeks, play a team, practice a couple more, play another team, and then we finish it up. I think it can do a lot for the morale of the team. I can tell you that. Just knowing that they're going to play somebody else. And then, you know, I wanted to play one of these series or one of these, you know, scrimmages on the road, and that's what we're doing when we go to Little Rock. You know, we were originally scheduled to play at Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, and it got rained out. So with the way things have changed, I called Coach Curry, and I said, hey, what do you think about us coming down there and playing? And he was all for it. So just want to get our guys on the road, really for the new guys, young guys, to get a little bit of feel of playing somebody on the road.
You know, and I get a sense, being that, you know, I live in Little Rock, you know what the atmosphere is going to be like. Every time you play at Dickie Stevens Park, the place just jammed. It's a little bit different playing at Gary Hogan Field, which is a lot smaller. They've already sold out. You talk about the new players, and they will see up front. I guess they did last week, too, with over 5,000 people for the exhibition at Baum, exactly how rabid this fan base is. And that seems to always catch some of the new players, not by surprise, because they know what they're getting into when they come to play for you. But when they see it firsthand, I mean, 5,000 people for an exhibition game, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, the timing of that, obviously, was the night before a football game. So we knew that would bring in, you know, a few more fans, or give them an option of something to do, you know, besides just go out to eat or hang out. And it ended up being a great situation as far as, you know, it was free to get in. The weather was nice. And, you know, obviously the new guys kind of got a little bit of a sense of what it felt like to be on that field with a lot of people in the stands. And, you know, I think that gives us a little bit of a head start with those guys. They can sleep on that all off season and kind of know what's going to happen come February and March. So it's a good thing.
Coach, since 2003, only one time has your team not made postseason play. What do you think the biggest part of that success is?
Well, just that, you know, it's about our program. It's, you know, it's just the way we run things, the way we think around here. And, The players think the same way, you know, that we're a postseason team. And, you know, you work for that. We work extremely hard. Obviously, we've got to get good players in here and organize them, put them in the right place and do our job. But on the other hand, you know, these guys got to work hard, take it serious, and realize that we play in the Southeastern Conference. And, you know, you can, if you're a good team in this league, you got a chance to get to Omaha. You just got to get hot at the right time. And, you know, there's a lot of things. It'd probably take me a while to go through it, but I just feel like it's our mindset around here and that, you know, it's expected. And, you know, guys work hard and do pretty much everything we ask them to do. And usually ends up being a good situation come May.
Dave, you mentioned that you feel like you're learning a lot about your team at this point. That there are more question marks isn't the right word. It's just there are more open positions, more position battles, it feels, than at this point last year, where it felt like a lot of the positions might not have been locked down, but that you had a good idea of who was going to play there. That there are more open spots this year, and that kind of makes it a really interesting exhibition season too, doesn't it?
It has, and, you know, this is a fall that, you know, I would say that our staff was really looking forward to because of that. You know, last year in the fall of 17, you know, we had a lot of returners back. We had a couple older kids that didn't sign professional or didn't even get drafted and kind of felt like they had a little chip on their shoulder, and had a couple of new guys come in that we thought were going to be pretty good. But for the most part, you know, when fall started last year, we could probably have told you who was going to start at 7 or 8 of those 9 starting positions in the field, and then we just had to get our pitching squared away a little bit. This year is different. We, you know, we have 3 starters back from last year's club, so that's at least 6 positions that, you know, we've got to fill, and there's a lot of guys that want those jobs. And then on the mound, we lost 2 of our 3 conference starters, with only Isaiah Campbell coming back, and he had the opportunity to sign, turned down a lot of money to come back, and he's been really good this fall. So there's, you know, those spots to be filled. And, you know, probably the part of our game that I feel the strongest about is our bullpen. And we have returners there and have added a couple of guys. And, you know, we feel good about that. But there's a lot of questions to be answered, and they're starting to get there.
You mentioned about the bullpen, and just glancing at the box score, because I couldn't be at the exhibition against Wichita State, which stood out. Tons of strikes, not just from your bullpen, but from Isaiah Campbell, too. I think it was like 75% strike rate, and that says a lot about these guys, even right now in October.
Well, obviously, that's priority around here. You know, I talk to Coach Johnson all the time, who handles our pitchers, and he knows, you know, that I'm in love with guys that throw strikes. They give you a chance to win, just field the baseball and make pitches, and he's all about it. You know, he gets after them if they don't throw the ball over the plate. And honestly, when you have enough guys, if they don't throw it over the plate, they don't get to pitch. We'll go with the next guy. And they came out this past, you know, weekend on Friday, and one right after another came in there just pounding the strike zone and making Wichita State swing the bat. And it was good.
Two guys I want to ask about, and I don't, not necessarily the roles that they might be in, but where they are right now. Reading about Zebulon Vermillion over this last summer after the College World Series was done, and it sounded like he picked up a little bit on his fastball and had a lot of success. And then Kevin Copps, returning from Tommy John surgery last year, hopefully can slot into a weekend spot in the rotation. But we kind of forget about Kevin. 2 years ago, he was a very valuable pitcher for you.
Yeah, Kevin would have been a guy that if we would have had him last spring, it could have been really a plus for us. It probably would have got us a couple more wins, and obviously we could have used him in Omaha. And but Kevin is throwing the ball extremely well. He was just freed up by the doctors last week to start throwing his breaking ball, and he's doing a tremendous job right now with that. And you know, the fastball is as good as it was before he was hurt. It's been about 12 months now, surgery 11 months. And we did not throw him against Wichita State, but he's probably going to get an inning this Friday on the road. So that'll be exciting to see him out there against outside competition. And then, you know, Zeb Vermillion is a guy that we thought was going to be really good and has really turned the corner. Didn't get to pitch a lot last year, but we felt like he would for us. And just the way our bullpen worked, it just didn't happen. But went out this summer and did really well. Had a little tightness in his shoulder, so we've been really cautious with him. And he hasn't thrown this fall. There's not any major problems in there. Just kind of resting him. He had a little bit of a strain. He's back throwing again. And, you know, we're looking for him to really add to that bullpen come springtime.
Coach Dave Van Horn's our guest here on Halftime. Coach, what has Hunter Yurecek, the new athletic director, done to show you that he wants to put the full athletic support behind the Razorback baseball program?
Well, really from day one, when I met him and he came into my office and, you know, wanted to look at our facilities, we didn't really even talk about, you know, it didn't start out the conversation, hey, I need this or I got to have that. It was just, you know, I just wanted Hunter to meet him, and he wanted to look around. And it's like I told Hunter, you know, during that walk around of the stadium, my glass is always going to be half full. But I do feel like there's some things we need to do, and I didn't say much after that. And then we came back in and sat down, and he started telling me that we had to improve this place. And, you know, he's seen the facilities that are going on in this league that are, you know, they're incredible and across the country. And our stadium has needed some improvements. And, you know, he was just a different feel having Hunter around. I could tell he really liked baseball and wanted to invest in baseball some more. And it's been great having him so far.
Let me ask about Matt Goodhart. You had him leading off against Wichita State. He DH'd. He played first base. I know he's from San Jack JUCO, which is one of the best in the country. And it sounded like you may expect to see him a little at first base next season. What does Matt Goodhart bring?
Well, Matt can also play left field. He started in left field for San Jack last year as a freshman. And Matt's a kid that we knew about in high school. He's, you know, his dad, Steve, was the head baseball coach at Southern Arkansas University for 20 years probably, and you know, Matt's from right down there, and obviously was on our radar. We knew how many kids we had coming back on last year's club, and bringing him in as a true freshman out of Magnolia, it just felt like he needed to gain a little bit of experience, and that's what he did. And we went out and got him after his freshman year, and so he's new at first, but he's a left-handed hitter. He throws right. He can run. He's athletic. You know, he's a guy that we think we can play him a little bit everywhere. So put him in the leadoff hole the other day, and he did a good job. And got also, you know, DH'd him, played him in left and played him at first, played him a little bit everywhere in those 14 innings. And he got into one pretty good and hit it over the back of the bullpen late in the game, I think in the 10th inning. So it's good to see. But he's a versatile guy that's an Arkansas kid, and we're glad he's here.
You watching the playoffs? I'm trying not to miss a game. I'm really excited about the ALCS with a Razorback on each side.
Yeah, I always, you know, watch a lot of baseball during the year, throughout the summer, just a lot, you know, busy. But, you know, at nights now, recruiting slowed down a little bit, have an opportunity to watch those guys, and really was tuning into the Boston game last night. And then, you know, excited to see, you know, Keuchel going against Benintendi. It'll be interesting. And, you know, had the opportunity to coach Bregman in the one summer with USA Baseball, so I've got a relationship with him, and it's amazing how many SEC players are, you know, in the major leagues now, and then a lot that are in the playoffs, and it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. There was a lot made, I felt, in the big leagues about how Tampa Bay used some of their relief pitchers as not starters but openers, specifically Ryan Stanek, who I think started or opened 29 games. This is just something that we see in college baseball sometimes weekend after weekend, but it's becoming a new thing in Major League Baseball. What have you thought about the trend in the majors to maybe use relief pitchers for an inning or two to start a game? Is this something you've done as a head coach in college sometimes?
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to change it up. You know, there was probably two things were going on there. Their starters weren't doing a very good job early in the game, and they were finding themselves down early, and then Maybe they felt like that some of their good armed relievers that are either closers or late inning guys weren't, you know, they weren't getting to come in with a lead or the game tied. They weren't getting to, you know, to do what they're supposed to do. That's hold the lead. And so they flipped it. And, you know, I could see that happening a little bit at the college level. I think that, you know, we've got guys that we feel like are really good one and two inning guys. And maybe we try that a little bit, but, you know, Stanek's done a good job with it, and hopefully, you know, they'll start scoring some more runs and they'll put in more towards the back of the bullpen because I know they like him. I talked to him a couple weeks ago about their situation, some of their professional people, their minor league people, and they think that he's going to be pretty good, and they thought it was something that went well.
Yeah, one of the interesting things in the evolution of baseball. Dave, we'll leave it there. Looking forward to seeing you in Little Rock Friday when you take on the Trojans at Gary Hogan Field. Thanks so much for your time, and have a great rest of the day.
All right, Phil. We'll see you later. Thanks.